Hello there, this is Sheila Hummel and Andrew Ridgwick with New Day Dawning. Thank you for joining us again here on Radio Tyneside, hospital and community radio on 93.6 FM, Hospedia Channel 1 and online. And a very happy and blessed Christmas to you all, and thank you for tuning in to our Christmas special. It's a privilege to be sharing with you this morning the story of Jesus' birth, and also my great pleasure to be playing Christmas carols by singers from across the northeast of England, like this first one called Christmas Thought.
When the presents are opened and the papers all torn, and the faces are smiling on a bright Christmas morn, spare a thought for those children who have nothing at all, like the child who was born in a stable. Sing peace, all over the world, bring peace all over the world, not just at Christmas but the whole year round. Sing peace all over the world. When you've eaten all the turkey and the Christmas pud, and you're all full up and you're feeling good, spare a thought for the children who are begging for food. They'll be glad of the scraps from your table. Sing peace all over the world. Bring peace all over the world. Not just at Christmas but the whole year round. Sing peace all over the world. Santa has finished and the reindeer sleep, the snowman is melting, up to bed you'll creep. Spare a thought for the children who sleep out in the street. They'd be safer and warm in a stable. Sing peace,
peace all over the world.
Bring peace,
bring peace all over the world.
Not just at Christmas but the whole year round. Sing peace all over the world.
All over the world,
bring peace,
bring peace all over the world,
not just at Christmas but the whole year round. Sing peace all over the world.
That piece of music was called Christmas Thought from the Christmas show Cowled Feet Again Pet, featuring Benny Graham, Jeslow and the Bad Pennies. Spare a thought this Christmas, it says, for all those less well off throughout the world. Now, if you've nothing else better to do, then make yourself comfortable and listen to that timeless story of the birth of Jesus, Son of God. In the beginning was the Word, wrote St. John in chapter 1, verse 1. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He goes on to say in verse 14, the Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. Here are those very words set to music from the opening song from my album, Christmas Story.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. In the beginning all things were made, and without Him nothing was made. In Him was life, light of all.
Now the birth of Jesus Christ took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit, and her husband Joseph, being a just man and unwilling to put her to shame, resolved to divorce her quietly. But as he considered these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which means God with us. When Joseph woke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took his wife, but he knew her not until she had given birth to a son.
Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright, round yon virgin mother and child, holy infant so tender.
That was Irene Hume from the group Prelude singing Silent Night. Let's continue with our story. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger because there was no guest room available for them. Let's listen to the Dunstan Lullaby, another carol from Benny Graham, Jez Lowe and the Bad Pennies.
Hush, my babe, lie still in slumber, holy angel. gently fall upon thy head. Hush, my babe, lie still in slumber, cold and hard thy Saviour lay. When his birthplace was a stable, and his softest bed was clay.
There were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favour rests." Here's Gareth Davies-Jones from Wylam singing "In the Bleak Midwinter."
In the bleak midwinter, frosty wind made moan, and earth stood hard as iron, water like stone. Snow had fallen, snow on snow on snow. In the bleak midwinter, long ago, heaven cannot and his mother only in her maiden bliss. Worship the beloved with a kiss. If I were a wise man, I would do my part. Yet what I can I give him, I will give my.
When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby, who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. That lovely rendition of the Sussex Carol was by the Northern Sinfonia Chorus and taken from their album Rejoice, Christmas at the Sage. Selwyn Hughes, author of the Everyday with Jesus series, describes how special this child Jesus was, who was born in Bethlehem. He sums it up like this. Jesus came into the world through the natural process of birth, but he was not the product of the sexual union of Joseph and Mary. He was conceived, as we've heard, of the Holy Spirit. In one respect, he resembles us, but in another, he differs from us. While never ceasing to be what he always had been, true God, he became what he had never been before, true man. There was a time when he became man, but never a time when he began to be God. He was a man from the manger, but God from all eternity. Let's listen to a marvellous hymn, a great favourite of all Christians at this time of the year, sung here by Durham Cathedral Choir. O come, all ye faithful, come let us adore him. Where else can we go to find the kind of peace that Jesus, the Prince of Peace, brings? Who else can assure us of the hope of eternal life? Who else has ever demonstrated such love and forgiveness? No other. Jesus is the reason for this season. I do hope you've enjoyed listening to the Christmas message and also to local musicians from the northeast of England. Gary Hogg from the Geordie Hour, Radio Tyneside, had a hand in choosing our music today. I had the vision, he knew the talent, and I'm so grateful to him for sharing with us this morning some of his favourite Christian music. Have a good day, Gary. You certainly made ours special. May I leave you this morning with a special blessing on this most holy and blessed day. May the joy of the angels, the gladness of the shepherds, the worship of the wise men, and the peace of the Christ child be yours this Christmas, and the blessing of God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and with all those you love forevermore. Amen. Once more we're going to hear the voice of Gareth Davies-Jones, this time singing God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen. Bye for now and have a marvellous day.
God rest ye merry gentlemen, let nothing you dismay. Remember Christ our Saviour was born on Christmas Day to save our soul from Satan's power when we were gone astray. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy from God our Heavenly Father, a blessed angel came, and unto certain shepherds brought tidings of the same. How that in Bethlehem was born the Son of God by name. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy. Fear not then, said the angel, let nothing you affright. This day is born a Saviour, a pure virgin bright, to free all those who trust in him from Satan's power and might. Oh, tidings of comfort.